Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. A group of seniors volunteered to become the film crew for a horror movie called The Rug. Sounds crazy? It's not. In fact, it is the subject of a documentary film called Silver Screamers, and it is part of an event taking place on June 8th at the Best Western in Coburg. This is all part of a day for older adults interested in aging gracefully. Besides the documentary, there will be panel discussions on hot topics and more. It includes lunch and some activities at the YMCA in the afternoon. In this interview, you will want to hear the story behind the film. That is worth it alone. If you are a senior or know someone who is an older adult, you will want to learn more about this film and its director, plus all the things taking place. Have a listen. I'm so pleased to have with me today Madeline Corelli, CEO of the Community Training and Development Center, and Sean Cisterna, director of the documentary film Silver Screamers, which will be aired at an upcoming seniors event on June 8th. Welcome to you both to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
On June 8th at the Coburg Best Western, there's going to be a day of film, food, and fun activities put on by the Community and Training and Development Center. So let's break this down. Madeline, tell us just in broad brush strokes, what is this day all about?
This day is all about learning and fun and I think an appreciation of seniors and the aging process and all the things that you can still do when you're a senior. And I also want to mention that the Coburg Y is also a partner in this and will be providing the activities and movement in the afternoon as well as the film in the morning.
I also understand that you're going to be talking about brain health. Is that correct?
That's true. Well, when we age, there are often issues with our brain health. As you know, neurological disorders are one of the most biggest concerns as we age. And there is a considerable amount of research that now exists on how to keep our brains not only active, but thriving. And Sean's film is a perfect example of seniors who not only are taking a risk, trying something new, expanding their horizons, learning, and staying engaged while having a great time, and doing things for their brain that are healthy. So Sean's film was the perfect film for me to find, and it was very serendipitous that I found the film. I found Sean through an Age Friendly Communities meeting that I usually attend, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, oh, this is perfect. This is the perfect match for our community, which, as you know, Rob, is very senior-centric. We have a lot of older adults in our community, and it fits nicely into the work that we have done previously and the research that we have done for and with seniors, and the research that I'm also doing on brain health and early brain development in children. So altogether, it was a perfect solution for the CTDC, which is Community Training and Development Center, to really celebrate our 30th anniversary and to join with the Y and Sean and Silver Screamers to make an eventful day that hasn't been done anywhere else. So we're really happy to do it in Coburg.
Sean, let's talk about Silver Screamers. So I understand that it's a documentary of being shown at the event. What is the storyline?
Oh, well, Silver Screamers is it's a heartwarming and spine-tingling documentary about a group of older adults who, I guess, get outside of their comfort zone and decide to make a horror film together. And, you know, they're mentored by a local filmmaker, that's me, as they navigate the challenges of low-budget filmmaking and, you know, what it's like to use fake blood and technology like new filmmaking cameras. You know, but all in all, it's, you know, they're making it with humor and heart and resilience. And along the way, they discover new friendships and form, you know, this new community. And, you know, it proves that creativity knows no age. So it's, you know, it's a joyful celebration of second acts and, you know, this fearless reinvention.
How did you come up with the idea?
I was struggling for funding for this horror movie that I wanted to do called The Rug, and I kept getting rejected by all the different film funders across the country. I mean, that's the indie film way. You apply for funding, and then when it doesn't come, like, you know, most of it's rejection, so you have to have a thick skin. But when the day I got the last rejection, I also got a flyer in the mail from my local member of parliament saying to, you know, if you have any projects for the New Horizons for Seniors program, submit an application. And so, you know, a light bulb kind of clicked. Like, could I make this horror movie and somehow spin it for a workshop or a project centered around older adults in my community? And so by default, this collective of older adults came together as my crew to make this horror movie come to life.
How did you find the different people? How did you meet them? And how did you bring that group together?
I went to different retirement centers, senior active living centers, church groups, community groups, Oddfellows meetings, all looking for willing participants to come along on this journey with us. And time after time, I was met with just dumbfounded looks. Nobody wanted to participate. So it's honestly, it was just a collective of eight individuals that raised their hand and wanted to try something new. And these are the only eight willing participants that signed up. So I took what I could get. And luckily, they turned out like so much better than anticipated. They all dove into their positions with creativity and with full force and, you know, with passion and determination. And those are the types of people that we look for in the film world.
Did any of them have any previous experience doing this kind of thing?
No previous experience in filmmaking, but we tried to tailor each individual with what they did in their past life and their past work experience. We tried to find the best correlation to a position on a film set, so that at least they had a starting point or some sort of transferable skill that could you know theoretically pass in the film world. You know, and it took some mentorship with myself and a younger team who was experienced in film, and we became their mentors on this production, so that they could achieve the best version of their role as possible.
What was that like working with those kinds of people that are not as experienced and haven't done film before?
I'll be honest, it was a challenge at first. I mean, we're used to working like 12, 13, 14 hour days on a film, and we do it with such speed and precision that it becomes kind of like a well-oiled machine sort of thing. But with this production, because we knew we were working with individuals who hadn't participated in filmmaking before, it really, the pace was a little slower. We understood that going into the project that's what this project was going to be. But I think we also kind of embraced the challenge of mentoring. We never really get the opportunity to teach our skills when we're on a film set because we're just working so quickly and trying to achieve the shots we need to achieve. Deliberately creating a schedule that allowed for those teachable moments was I don't know, just a new way of making a film. So it's kind of like filmmaking and schooling at the same time. And I'm thinking of Anthony. He was our props person. His role, because he's a volunteer in Aurora, where we filmed the movie. I mean, he knows everybody. He volunteers for everything in town, and so we knew that he was connected to several, hundreds of different people. So he would be the best person to go out into the community and beg, borrow, and steal for the props that we needed for the film.
I'm sure they walked away learning a lot. What did you learn?
They well I certainly learned a lot of patience for sure. Filmmaking has become I would say a little more predictable over the years. I've been in this industry for 20, 25 years now and know what to expect every day. I step onto a film set. I work with my actors to block the scene. I work with my cinematographer to set up the lights and design the camera moves. That has become a formulaic process over the years. But on this particular production, on Silver Screamers, we were met with this kind of wide-eyed curiosity by these new participants on our film. And so to experience filmmaking with through fresh eyes for the first time again, it kind of rejuvenated our love for filmmaking. And I say that for as myself as the director, but the entire younger crew that came on board to be mentors, they kind of fell in love with the process again because there's something so reciprocal about that mentorship opportunity. We learn from each other and make each other better at our roles.
Where was the film premiered?
We released the film in September of last year at different film festivals around the world. So we premiered in Austin, Texas at Fantastic Fest. And from there, we went to Strasbourg in France. Since then, we've been all over Canada and the United States. We went to India in February. We were in Brussels in April, Scotland in May. I'll be headed to Australia in July. So it's truly become this international film, which is bizarre because I just made it in my basement in Richmond Hill. So to see this little film, feels like a very small community film. To see it reach this international audience has been really mind-blowing.
Has it been in theaters at all?
We did. We came out at the Hot Dog Cinema in April, and it's screening sporadically throughout the country throughout 2026. And every province and territory will get a chance to see the film. So we're actively touring with it now and connecting with audiences one screening at a time.
So, what kind of feedback have you received?
Oh, the feedback has been incredible. Everyone we engage with, tells us that it's a heartwarming film. It's very inspiring. The participants that originally did not say yes to the pitch when I pitched the project to them to get involved in the production, they all say they wish they had raised their hand that day that I appeared in their community asking for volunteers. And I think it's just people are yearning for these types of experiences. I think they're it's a way for older adults to stay connected with each other and to learn a new skill. And that's basically what we were trying to do with this project is teach a new skill, use your brain, use your creativity, and become part of a community while doing so.
The film is based on a short story. Can you tell us the storyline and why a horror film?
Within Silver Screamers, our protagonists, our senior protagonists, are making a film called The Rug, and The Rug is based on a short story by horror author Ado Van Belkom. which is a great horror name. So Ada wrote this story about a group about Edna, who's a septuagenarian who finds a discarded throw rug on the side of a road and brings it home, and soon discovers that this discarded throw rug has a penchant for digesting anything that's left under it. First, it's a pile of debris, and then she discovers that it has a taste for flesh. And why a horror film? Because I think it's kind of subverts stereotypes. It we don't think of older adults as embracing horror, so to pair the two, kind of makes for an interesting story. If we were making a comedy or a Western, maybe that would be more suitable to a generation of older adults. But to make it a horror film, that contrast makes it a unique sort of prospect.
I understand Jane Eastwood is in the film, and I believe she's a Canadian actor. Is she the only professional actor in the group, or were there others?
Jane is the star of The Rug, and she has been in numerous productions. She was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She was in a Canadian hit called Going Down the Road. She was in Dawn of the Dead. So Jane has been an instrumental part of our creative community for the last 5 decades or so. And no, so we had four professional actors who joined the production. Tony Nardi as well. Him and I have done a couple of films together. We had Zoe Belkin and Jonathan Kim rounding out the cast, and they're all union actors, part of the Actors Union in Canada, and they lent their creative expertise to the film.
Madeline, what is the place of creativity in aging?
That's a very powerful question. If we age without exploring our creative side, we lose a piece of ourselves that we had as children. Children are eminently creative. They create something out of nothing every minute of the day. And you can hear it when they talk to themselves, when they talk to each other, when they find a stick and they throw it around. They're creating something in their mind. It's a fantasy, it's an exploration. And those are the things we lose when we age. We lose that spark, we lose that ability to think. I'm not going to say outside the box, but we lose that spark that we need in order to envision ourselves in another place, another time, another scenario of life. And that's very sad, because when you lose that edge, that ability to see yourself in as something else, as a participant more fully in life and what life has to offer, we lose what it means to be alive. I often say to people when they talk about aging, I say, well, if you're lucky enough to get to a ripe old age, because not all of us are lucky enough to get to a ripe old age, it's a gift, and it's a gift that we shouldn't ignore. It's a gift that we need to explore. And it's that exploration that I think is hard, not only individually, but it's hard as a society. We don't encourage older adults to continue to learn, to continue to work, to continue to create new ideas and new things. We are often not asked, and I'm a senior, we are often not asked for our opinions. It's a stage of life where we are often seen as perhaps not as relevant as we were when we were younger. And oh, as I think this film shows, we are relevant until the day we are no longer here. And it's important that we include every age group in society for every part of who they are at that time in their life. And that's why I love this film. And the minute I heard Sean explain what the film was about, it just clicked. And I thought, this is exactly what we need to talk about. We need to talk about what it means to age, what the benefits are to society, to include people of all ages, and to be aware that we are the losers as a society if we do not engage people of all ages in our evolution as a society. And I think we're in danger of doing that. And it becomes especially poignant when we have such a large aging demographic. So that's why I think it's important.
Sean, how did you see the creativity of these individuals coming forward as they worked with you?
Yeah, I think this particular group of participants in our production, they embraced creativity right from the start. There were some technical hurdles, I mean, our camera operator, Sonny, he's 78. He needed to learn the ins and outs of the specific film camera that we were using, but he wanted to have a very sort of gothic looking film, a very horror-esque looking film. He wanted to incorporate smoke in the production and utilize haze, some atmosphere like with a smoke machine. He ended up setting some fire alarms off during the making of the film, which is captured in the documentary. But it's those sort of things, like having a creative vision and being able to implement it through the art of filmmaking, like really comes through in Silver Screamers. There's also Lucia. She's our art director. She was responsible for designing the sets, and she went to an art gallery to get some inspiration, and she brought that creativity to the set every day and created this dark and gothic sort of look within the house that we were filming in. So yeah, it's all about adhering to one specific vision. So everybody's working on the same film, and that they. Our protagonists really did kind of unify and make this film come to life.
Madeline, we often talk about gifts and talents in relation to other people. Why do you think it's so difficult for us to move out of complacency as we age?
I think there's a societal expectation that you've kind of met your goals, that you've come to realize that, okay, I'm older now, so I've worked, I've had children, I've done what I thought I should do by this age. And that's never true. It's just never true. We have an open horizon as long as we believe, and as long as we believe that we have an open horizon, as long as society accepts the fact that everyone has something to offer, it really is so open-ended. And I worry that there's an end. I worry that because you're a certain age, it's a stopgap. It's there's an end. Because that's not true. Your brain doesn't end. Your creativity doesn't end. And inside each of us, believe it or not, is still the child. The child never really goes away. Those childish dreams, those childish aspirations, those funny things that you wanted to do when you were little, even the experiences you had when you were a child, they don't go away, and they linger somewhere in the back of your mind as something I didn't complete, or something I still want to do, or someone I still want to talk to, or it just goes on and on. And the opportunity to do those things narrows as we age, and they shouldn't narrow. There should be an opportunity always to explore and create and contribute. Always, 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 always. It should never be dismissed. And I think this, you could take this one step further and talk about ageism and how devastating ageism is in a society where people are dismissed because they are a certain age. That doesn't make any sense. Does the day I turn 65 suddenly, make me fall off a cliff and, no longer be useful? I don't think so. So, we have to be very careful about how we view ourselves and how we take part in society and how society views us as well.
Sean, what parts of this story did you leave on the cutting room floor that you wish you had not left out?
You know what? I think we cut the film exactly how we wanted to. I mean, there were maybe some stumbles here and there that just maybe we cut around some some of one of our participants has some memory issues, so we didn't necessarily want to highlight that. We wanted to focus more on what she could achieve rather than what she couldn't achieve. No, I think we stuck to our vision of wanting to showcase these older adults achieving some great success throughout the course of this production. So I think we managed to achieve that with everything we wanted to do. I think there's some ideas that I couldn't quite get across. Like I wish we could move on to a sequel kind of right away. I think our protagonists want to make an action movie next and kind of subvert some more of those stereotypes. I think that'll be our next undertaking, kind of raising the financing to create a sequel to this project with a whole new group of willing participants. And I think with the success that this film is finding, I think it should be no problem signing up a whole new batch of recruits to come along this action movie adventure.
Madeline, would you be good enough to review all the details about the event and how people can register?
Yeah, sure. It's June the 8th, and it's at the Best Western Hotel in Coburg. And we picked the Best Western because it's comfortable and it's easy access and it's free parking, etc. And you can register in a number of ways. Our posters that we've distributed all over town, all over the community, actually broadly beyond the town, has a QR code, and for people who are technically advanced, you can do the registration through the QR code. You can also register at the Y, at their front desk. You can also register by phoning my office and leaving a message with your name and preferably your email address or at least your phone number so that we can register you that way as well. And then there's a direct link on our website as well, the ctdclearningplace.com. So if you go onto our website, you can see the Eventbrite registration process right on the website.
And the date and time?
And so it's June the 8th, and we'll start in the morning. The movie will start somewhere around 9:30, and then we will have Sean, a question and answer period with the famous director and producer, and I will have some information that I would like to give on brain health and the factors that affect brain health and can support brain health. And then we'll have a presentation by a new app that speaks to support during if a senior wants to stay at home and needs support in that way. I thought this was a really interesting new development, so I wanted to bring the app to the group as well. Then there's a lunch at the Y, so we'll move from the Best Western just down the road, not very far, maybe a 3, 4, 5 minute walk or drive to the Y, where there will be a lovely lunch. And then activities that the Y has developed, where we incorporate music, because all of my research now tells me that music is a really important component in brain health. and mental health. And then they've got some creative activities that they want to do as well that are aligned with the film. And we'll have some materials for people around activity that'll be available at the Y. And that's the day until about 3 or 3:30.
Is there any cost to any of this?
No, it is all free, and it is part of our CTDC 30-year celebration. And I'm so lucky to have Sean bringing his film for this. I just can't tell you.
Robert, isn't Madeline a genius? She's basically a film distributor. This is what film distributors in Toronto should be doing. She's a community connector. She's a wonderful advocate for aging and creativity. This woman is just inspiring me beyond belief. So I'm really proud to be part of this project.
Thank you. Well, as you know, I am so thrilled that you're going to be with us on June the 8th. I can't tell you. It's just so exciting. And I don't think that we've ever done anything like this. The fact that I've been doing so much work on brain health, and so much research, and I've found so many amazing people who work in the field, and then to meet you at that age-friendly communities meeting was just the heaven and God were smiling on me that day, I'm absolutely thrilled that we're going to do this. And by the way, I wanted to say that we have already had today 77 people are registered
Wow.
To date, and I'm really hoping for 125. That's my goal, because that's the maximum number of people that can be seated in the room that we have rented at the Best Western.
Can be amazing.
Madeline Corelli, Sean Cisterna, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
That was Madeline Corelli, CEO of the Community Training and Development Center, and Sean Cisterna, director of the documentary film Silver Screamers. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.